Were the Jewish leaders that we read about in our Acts class just now hard of hearing? Do you think they failed to listen to God's word? Well, I've been told from time to time that I've mastered the ability to be able to switch my ears off and on at will to suit the moment or to suit my own mood. And she's right. I don't think that I'm alone, am I? In fact, I think that I'm in pretty good company, judging from the smiles and knowing looks. How is it that we can have two ears, yet sometimes we just cannot hear the message that is standing right in front of us? King Solomon said, "There is nothing new under the sun," in Ecclesiastes 1, verse 9. And you see what he means when you study the Bible and see that human nature is no different today than it was in the first century, nor in Solomon's time, nor in Moses' time. Even Adam and Eve, did they hear what God said to Adam in Genesis 2, 16, 17, which Eve repeated word for word for the serpent in chapter 3, verses 2 and 3? If we don't want to hear something, we're not going to hear it, are we? If we don't like what we're hearing, we shut it out. That's real easy, to twist another's words or tune them out to suit your own pleasure or pride. But Proverbs 14, 12 reads, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." So if I let my pride trick me into thinking I have all the answers, I can arrogantly turn a deaf ear and a blind eye to the truth, just like the Jews did in chapter 23 of Acts. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. That's from Proverbs 16, verse 10, 18. You know, throughout his ministry, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ taught about the kingdom of God, and he extended an invitation and a warning to people about how they were using their ears and how they should use their ears. In Matthew 11, 15, and the parallel verses, Luke 8, 8, Jesus challenged his audience's ability to hear his message. "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." He says it again in Matthew 13, 9, and repeats it in Matthew 13, 43. "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And he cried out in Mark 4, 9 and 23. Luke 14, 35. "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." When Jesus took Peter, James, and John to the mountain by themselves in Matthew 17, verses 1 through 8, Moses and Elijah appeared to them and talked to Jesus. Peter offered to make three tabernacles, one each for Moses, Elijah, and Jesus. And in verse 5 we read, "While Peter was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.' And God commanded, 'Hear him, hear Jesus.'" One of Jesus' most stern warnings of the faults of mankind is read in Mark chapter 7, beginning in verse 8, where he told the Pharisees and scribes, "For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men." He said to them in verse 9, "All too well you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your tradition." And he sums up their condition in verse 16 when he says, "If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Don't be deaf to God's word." Jesus was speaking then, and he's still speaking through his word today, extending an invitation for all to hear him, like his Father told Peter, James, and John in Matthew 17. And who's this invitation extended to? To all who have ears to hear. In order to hear Christ's invitation, first we must want to hear it, right? One good reason we should want to hear it, his invitation, is because it's about our salvation through the gospel of Christ. The Son of Man, Jesus, came to seek and to save the lost. Luke 19:10 tells us. And Romans 1:16 explains that the gospel of Christ is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. If you truly want to know how to be saved, you have to have ears to hear what the scripture says about God's way, not some tradition of man's. And there are plenty of those, but there's only one way of God's. You have to select your ears to the on position in order to hear. For you see, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. Believe that this invitation of Christ is meant for you, for your salvation, as well as anyone else's who has ears. And anyone who believes will want to change to a life guided by the grace of God, confessing that Jesus is the Son of God and being baptized for the remission of sins. If you've just turned your ears on to God's plan of salvation, if you're listening on the internet, if you've listened to our lessons before, or if you're already a Christian needing the support and prayers of the congregation, remember, He has ears to hear. He's always listening. He's listening for you. So come forward now as we stand and sing this song of invitation.